and we are sure that she will be a blessing again this year. Please welcome Ms. Ansley Newsberry.
For the glory of the risen King. Shine a light that the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine a light that the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine a light that the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine a light let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Thank you so much for blessing us with that song, Ainsley. I now have the honor of introducing our speaker for tonight. Minister Peter White Jr. will be the first speaker for this week. He joins us from historic Springfield Baptist Church in Greensboro, Georgia. He is a recent graduate of Greene County High School. He was a class of 2017, where he served as the class president, Beta Club co-president, and was very active in the community through the Boys and Girls Club. Peter has a heart for serving God and serving others here in the Greene County community. He has preached every year during the youth revival and is sure to be a blessing again tonight. So after we hear one more song from the Bethesda Youth Group, the next voice that you will hear will be that of Minister Peter White Jr.
Amen. All right. We got to do a little housekeeping real quick. My brother. Where did you say you went to school?
The University of Georgia.
Say that real loud.
University of Georgia.
There is a rivalry between Georgia Tech and University of Georgia. Amen, amen. Are you glad to be in the house of the Lord tonight? All right. How many of you believe that he is already here in this house right now? That wasn't enough. That was not enough. How many of you believe that he is in this house right now? All right, come on. Stand up with me. All right. Get those hymnals in front of you, that white hymnal, turn to page 94. And that tells us he is here. You just said it. He is here. Page 94. Now what we're going to do, we're going to be nice to you on the first run. We're going to sort of go a little bit slower. He is here. Hallelujah. Let you get used to it. And then the second time, we're going to bump that thing up. That you're going to get a little happy. And then the last time, I want to hear you people, and we can open the door so Greene County can hear you. Amen? Yeah. All right, Miss Bell over there. Let's go.
He is here, amen. He
knock it up.
He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy. I will bless his name again.
He is here. Listen closely. Hear him calling out your name.
He is here. You can touch him. You will never be the same.
He is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy.
I will bless his name. Blessing it.
He is here. Hear him calling out your name.
He is here. You can touch him.
You will never be the same.
Thank you, and you may be seated. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, guys. I call these young people my backup singers. And I'm going to tell you why, Peter. At my young and tender age, I give out a breath right quick. And what happens if I start falling back, they're going to back up and let me lay on the floor.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Amen, brother.
Yes, sir.
This is right. Good to see you.
Amen.
Put your hands together and give Jesus a round of applause. I gave him a bow. I'm talking about the King of Kings. The one that woke you up this morning. One that started you on your way this morning. That's who I'm talking about. Give his name glory, honor, and praise. For he's truly worthy to be praised. Amen. Don't be afraid to talk back. Amen. Amen. I love a little interaction with God. Amen. Because when you put something in, you'll get something out. Amen, amen. Thank you, Philip, for the invitation once again to stand on this platform and stand before the gates of heaven to represent God and his kingdom here on earth. The question arises, is there a word from the Lord? And I am happy to tell you that there is a word from the Lord. As I was sitting there before I got up, that song, Mr. Dennis, he is here. The Holy of Holies, he is here. And I could feel it moving from pew to pew because he was here. And when he's here, you can touch him and be made whole. Look at your neighbor, tell him he's here. So touch him and be delivered. Touch him and be healed. Touch him and know that God got all power in his hand. God is truly, truly worthy to be praised. Those of you that have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of John. The book of John, the 8th chapter. And I would be remiss if I didn't give honor to our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ.
Yes, amen.
To the shepherd and armband. To the pastor and first lady, thank you for this invitation. And we thank God for you truly. If I need a word, if I need some counseling, Mrs. and Mr. Lovett are here to assist me in whatever need I may be standing in need of. Amen. Amen. We thank God for you for coming to help kick off this revival here at Bethesda. Those of you saw John chapter 8, and we're going to read 11 verses, and we're going to pull a thought. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. If you have it, just stand to your feet in reverence to God's word, because we want to do things in decency and in order.
Amen.
If you have it, say amen.
Amen.
If you don't have it, say hold up a minute. And the word of God reads, but Jesus went to the Mount of Olives. Now early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came to him, and he sat down and taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought to him a woman caught in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said unto him, Teacher, this woman was caught in adultery, in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say? This, they said, testing him that they might have something of which to accuse him of. But Jesus stooped down and wrote on the ground with his finger as though he did not hear. And so when they continued asking him, he raised himself up and said to him, He who is without sin among you, let them throw a stone at her first. And again he asked, he stopped and wrote down on the ground, and then those who heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning with the oldest even to the last. And Jesus was left alone and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had raised himself up and saw no one but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are thy accusers? Has no one condemned you? Verse 11 says, She said, No one, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more.
Amen.
Look at his name and tell him,
Go and sin
no more. Eternal God, our Father, we give your name glory, honor, and praise. We give you praise for this day that you have made, Father. And Lord, right now, Father God, we ask that you would just come and tabernacle with your people. God, that your spirit will float from pew to pew, from person to person, Father, charging that consciousness that they will never be the same. Father, we give your name glory, honor, and praise, Father, that somebody that is not saved, God, will come to know you as the true and living God. That you have all power in your hand, and God, you know what's best for them, God, that you have plans for their lives. And Lord, right now, God, we just thank you. We thank you. We praise your name, God, because we know it's done. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. And before I start out, there was a story that was told of a young girl who was in a classroom. Every day she would fall asleep in the classroom. Like I do now sometimes in certain classes, amen. And she would fall asleep, and so the teacher got a word that she kept falling asleep. Every time they asked a question, she just knocked over on the desk, sleep. So one day she woke up and said, What does coincide mean? What does coincide mean? And she looked at the teacher and said, I do this when it's raining. Y'all can catch that. Coincide, go inside.
Okay.
Amen. But that means you need to pay attention to what the teacher is trying to teach you, what God is saying on here today, because you just never know when you may be confronted by someone from the outside. What does it mean to come to know Jesus?
Amen.
And it's our job as Christians, our job as preachers, as people of God, to be equipped to explain that to the unbelievers.
That's right.
Today, if I could pin a thought, I would like to pin a thought. He'll give you another chance. He'll give you another chance. Have any of you ever gotten pulled over by the police before?
Yes, sir.
And you, I know it. You should have received a ticket.
By the grace of God.
Amen. It's good to confess. You know that the pastor's not the only one. Amen. And except from getting stopped on. Amen. 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 And you got arrested. You would have been arrested, but don't you just appreciate it when the police pull you over and say, well, sir or ma'am, I'm going to let you go this time. Just don't let it happen again.
That's right.
Oh, the marvelous feeling of a second chance.
Yes, sir.
When I was growing up, do you remember the phrase duos?
Yeah.
That was often used on playtime. It would happen during a game of kickball. The kicker would hit the ball into the air over toward the trees. The ball then bounces its way down through the branches and then gets up. The ball would now be out of play. And the game would have to stop until the ball was free. Instead of penalizing the defensive team by allowing the kickers to run the bases and to ensure a fair game, the phrase is yelled out, do over. At this, the kicker would be allowed the chance to kick a do over. It was always nice to have a do over. Oh, the joy it brings when you have another chance. Wasn't there anybody here that has another chance?
Yes.
And I know someone here today, you need another chance.
Yes, that's right.
Young people, you may need another chance to clean up what you messed up. And I've come today on behalf of heaven to tell your brothers and sisters today that God will give you another chance.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't care if you're on drugs, alcohol, cocaine, marijuana, had a child unmarried, I don't care who you are. And what you know, we serve a God who will give you another chance.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Brothers and sisters, it brought me to my first point, which can be found in verse 3. She was a sinner. She was a sinner, the teacher of the law and the Pharisees brought a woman that had been caught in the bed with a man who was not her husband. The religious scholars and the Pharisees led in a woman who had been caught in the act of adultery. This woman in the text had been caught in the very act of adultery. In other words, she was caught and she couldn't deny it. She couldn't say that it was my sister or my twin, like some of us do. But she got caught red-handed sleeping. I wish I had some help here. Sleeping with a married man. And the married man that she was sleeping with was not her woman, her husband. And I realize today that many of us can relate to being caught in the act of adultery. But all of us can relate to getting caught in the act of doing something wrong. Some of us may have not been caught, may have been caught cheating on a test, caught stealing some candy from grandma's cookie jar, caught talking about people, calling a lie. Some of you are still doing some things that you know are wrong. But you just haven't gotten caught yet.
That's right.
But let me remind you what's done in the dark.
Yes.
When eventually come to the light. I wonder how I got a witness. It's just a matter of time, brothers and sisters, that this will come before you. So this woman gets caught in the very act of adultery. And so in the eyes, she was considered a sinner. Because if you remember, the Bible clearly tells us that if we are caught in adultery, then our punishment was to be sown to death.
Yeah.
And I know somebody here, you probably said to yourself, I've been saved all my life. Some of you have never used drugs. Some of you have never been in the church all your life. So does that make me exception from sinning and hating one another? But brothers and sisters, I hate to disturb your bubble. I hate to disturb your peace of mind. I hate to go down the street. I hate to open your closet and let the skeletons out, but you are wrong. Because according to my Bible, it tells me that all have sinned.
That's right.
And fallen short of the glory of God. And I don't care if you are the poorest man, the most richest man, the most educated, the most holy of that guy, the most best preacher, or even the most cutest thing to walk on this side of heaven. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And if we would look at ourselves this evening, and we would look back a few years ago, if the truth be told about ourselves, the fact of the matter is that we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
And brothers and sisters, we have not been always partying in the church. But we've been in some clubs. We've been drunk some stuff. We know we shouldn't have to drunk. But all I come by to tell you, now it's no problem partying with Jesus. And brothers and y'all, if you want to get high, you want to live a life that's pleasing to God, I want to come by and tell you, you need to get drunk under the glory. Drunk under the Holy Ghost, because there ain't no high like the Most High. And some of you haven't always learned to hold your peace and let the Lord fight your battle. Some of you haven't always learned how to bless those that curse you and pray for those who mistreat you. All of us have had times when we were like people and the devil gets in us and do and make us do and say some ungodly things. All I'm trying to tell you, but there's the young people that all of us have seen. And all of us have been considered sinners in times where we've all fallen short of the glory of God. Because the word says that no one is righteous, no, not one. So in the point that I'm trying to make is that we discover that this woman was a sinner. The second thing that this scripture tells us is that we need to learn how to take our problems to Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh yes, in the text, the Pharisees brought a woman who was a sinner. Now notice the place where Jesus was. He was in the temple in the 21st century, is in the house of God. Now you must pay a close attention to the text. We see an unclean person and then sent into the house of God. Now you must pay close attention to the text that we don't miss anything. They didn't ask what church denomination she was part of. They just brought her into the house of God. And I've come to discover in the church today that there are a lot of people who, when they see a sinner come to the house of God, the first thing they do is bow their head. The first thing they do is begin talking about it, worried about what they got on. How she did she come into church looking like this? This is a place of holiness. But I got something for you. But like the Pharisees, they didn't worry about what she had on. They didn't talk about her. Instead, they brought her to Jesus. And that should be our main goal, Pastor.
Yes.
As a Christian, to bring those that are sinners to God.
Yeah.
And those that are out of the ark of safety into the house of God. Don't worry about what they got on. You just bring them into the house because the Lord our God I serve.
Yes, sir.
He's able to clean you from the floor up.
Yeah.
And he's able to turn you around, put your feet on solid ground.
Yes, amen.
It brings me, there was a man named Zacchaeus who was a chief tax collector. And there's a lot of people here maybe today that have been called a chief of sinners. Oh, yes, Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was. But could not because of the crowd. For he was of a short stature. But how many of you, because you are of short stature, God can still use you for your glory. And so he ran ahead and climbed into a sycamore tree to see who he was. For he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I am staying at your house. And I want to tell you today, I want you to come down and make haste. Get your house in order, get your business in order, get your best clothes on, for today the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is going to come and stay here in this revival. And he was going to pass by. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. And so he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying he has gone to be a guest with a man who was a sinner. And so then Zacchaeus stood up and said, look, Lord, I gave half of it, all my goods, to the poor. And if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, today salvation has come to your house. And all brothers and sisters, because also the son of Abraham, for the son of man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Yes, Zacchaeus was a little man with a big problem, which is considered sin, but he met Jesus and his life was changed. It doesn't matter if you're short or tall, fat or thin, happy or sad, pretty or ugly, crazy or uncrazy. When you meet Jesus, every knee is going to have to bow, every tongue is going to have to confess that he is Lord, and he will change your life too. And has anybody ever been changed? Pastor, I love to tell the story of when I was changed.
Yes, sir.
It was one Sunday morning around about 11 a.m. The Holy Ghost stopped by and changed my life too. And I wish you could have been there when I came through. The church was on fire with the Holy Ghost too. My soul got happy that I couldn't keep it to myself. I had to tell the world that Jesus is still on the throne. And I couldn't keep a seat. I began to feel all right. Look at your neighbor, tell him I began to feel all right. I know for myself that I had been changed. And all I'm trying to tell you that is there power in the name of Jesus. There's power when your brain belongs to Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus. All I'm trying to tell you, if Jesus had changed your life yet, I dare you to try and find out. You try him and you discover that he is all right. You discover that he is the lily of the valley, the bright morning star. That you find out that he's a friend when you don't have a friend. He's a provider when you don't know how you're going to make ends meet. God will meet you where you are.
That's right.
Now, as I hasten to my seat, the final point that I want to bring to your notice is that God will give you another chance.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, in the text, even though she was a sinner, even though she had messed up from the flow of God, still gave her another chance. Yeah. Jesus bent down and wrote with his finger in the dirt. Yeah. And they kept at him, begging him. And he straightened up and said, the sinlessness among you go first. Throw the stone. Examine yourself first. If you're going to accuse her, make sure your own life is in order. Make sure you don't have any skeletons in your closet.
Yes.
Too many people try to take care of other folks' business.
That's right.
They can't even take care of their own.
Yeah.
And I learned as a teenager that when you point your finger at someone else, for you got 3 points back at you. And look at your name and say, make sure your house is in order.
Yeah.
Make sure your door is swept around before you try to sweep around mine.
Yeah.
Hearing that, they all walked away. No one could accuse them, one after the other, beginning with the oldest. And the woman was left alone. Jesus stood up and asked her, woman, where art thou? Does no one condemn you? No, master, she said. Neither do I condemn you, Jesus said.
Yes.
And go on your way from now on. Don't sin. And I'm trying to give you birthday answer this evening is that you need to give the people, the lost, another chance.
Yes.
And all I'm trying to tell you is because God gave the woman another chance.
Yes, sir.
And someone may ask, Reverend, how can you receive another chance? Well, according to the scripture, if my people who are called by my name, will humble themselves. Pastor, what's wrong with the church today? They don't want to humble themselves.
That's right.
They think they know everything. Just because they read a little scripture, quote a little song every now and then, they run the church.
Yeah.
But they don't want to humble themselves.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pray and seek my face.
Yeah.
Turn from thy wicked ways.
Yeah.
The reason some of us can't prosper, can't be what God has called us to be, is because we have not turned from our wicked ways.
Yeah.
As long as sin resides in us, God cannot use us. But how many know that God's precious blood, God's red, fervent fire, the fire of the Holy Ghost, can cleanse us up from the flow up? And brothers and sisters, turn from your wicked ways, and I'll hear from heaven.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I will forgive your sin and heal the land. And he will give you another chance. I don't know about you this evening. The devil don't like that. The devil don't like it. But I got to go on and tell it anyhow. Look at your neighbor and tell him the gospel must be preached. The gospel must be preached. The gospel must be preached. The devil don't like it because he don't want nobody to be saved. But I come out today and tell the devil he better back up, brother. He better get back because I got a mandate I got to carry out. And I don't know about you this evening. I too was a sinner. I was sick and deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, seeking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, and from the waters he lifted me, now saved am I.
Yes, sir.
And so as I get ready to go to the sea, some of you are here today and ask because somebody here gave you another chance. Somebody you ask, well, look, Reverend, how can I give? Be given another chance. All I'm trying to tell you is that look at me, because I am a living testimony.
Yes.
Oh, I could have been dead. I could have been gone, but the Lord let me live on. And as long as I live and trouble arises, I hasten to his throne. And that's a story told of a farmer's donkey who fell down into a well. The animal cried piteous for hours as the farmer tried to figure out what to do. Finally, he decided the animal was old. The well needed to be covered up anyway because it's just a waste of time to retrieve the donkey. And so he invited all of his neighbors to come over and help him. And they each grabbed a shovel and began to shovel dirt into the well. At first, the donkey realized what was happening and cried horribly. Lord, save me. I'm here in this land, they shoveling dirt on me. I'm not going to make it. I'm going to get snuffed out by the dirt. And then, to everyone's amazement, he quieted it down. A few shovels of a load of dirt came. The farmer looked down in the well and was astonished what he had saw. As every shovel of dirt hit his back, the donkey did something amazing. He shook it off and took a step up. And as the farmer's neighbor continued to shovel dirt on the top of the animal, he would shake it off and take a step up. Pretty soon, everyone was so amazed as the donkey, who was tired, exhausted, started triumphantly over the edge of the well. Look at the farmer and the neighbor. They was in awe. But I've been abandoned. I've been knocked down, but I'm not destroyed. And brothers and sisters, the moral of this story is that what seemed as something that should have buried him, killed him, actually turned into my blessing. And brothers and sisters, life is going to shovel dirt on you. Oh yes, all kind of dirt, Georgia red clay, plate sand, and concrete mix. But I want you to know that the trick is to shake it off.
Right.
And step up.
Yes.
Look at somebody, tell them today you're going to shake it off. And step up. God wants to use you for his glory. God wants to put you in position to advance the kingdom, to bring the kingdom here on earth.
Yes, sir.
But we can't get the kingdom here on earth if we don't shake it off. Shake off these bad attitudes. Shake off this hatred. Shake off this unclean stuff.
That's right. Yes, sir.
For the time is come, Pastor, that we must be about our Father's business.
That's right.
Time is too short to be mad at one another.
Yeah.
Holding grudges against one another.
Yes.
Rolling our eyes at one another. We need everyone. We need each other. We can't make it without each other.
That's right.
This is the meaning of where we got to live in. But we must stay here until we die. We must continue to make our state in whatever situation we find ourselves in happy and content.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, you don't hear me today. But I'm going to preach on anyhow. I know you don't like it, but I got to go home and tell you. Because there's too many people dying left and right.
Yes.
For us to be upset with one another. God is not pleased with that.
That's right.
God don't reside in mess.
That's right.
But he lives in a state of holiness.
Yes, he does.
And we must accept that. We must put on our whole armor of God. That if we're going to walk in this way, that if we're going to talk in this way, if we're going to live in this way, we must be of God.
That's right.
Put your hands together. Come on, put your hands together. Come on and praise him from the depth of your soul. Come on and tell God, thank you for this word. Thank you for reminding the fire.
Yes, sir.
And Lord, we pray, it's our prayer, God, that we will keep the fire burning.
Yes, sir.
That we'll take this fire into the world and spread the gospel to the lost.
That's right.
Come, Pastor, as you come, give this man of God a hand. Amen. Give yourself a hand. Amen. I know it may have seemed a little hard, but the Bible is right. And we got to tell it
Amen.
To the world. Amen. Amen.
Amen. That's it. Minister Peter, another hand, man. That was a great word of God tonight. Amen. Amen. I'm going to ask everybody to remain standing, and I'm not going to preach another sermon. We done had two good ones now. Sister, your prayer was a sermon, amen? Amen. And Brother Peter has always done a great job. And guys, it's just good to be in God's house tonight, amen?
Amen.
And, you know, that's the great thing about it. He is a God of second chances.
Amen.
Praise God for that. Amen. Because if it wasn't for that, be able to stand here before him tonight.
Yeah.
But I believe in a crowd this size, there's always some who have some burdens on their hearts. And I'm going to ask Della if she just play something for us here. And we want to open this altar up because we believe here in Bethesda that in this altar you can find peace.
Yeah.
You come up and you pray as God leads you to. If you need to talk to somebody, you want somebody to pray with you, I'll be happy to do that. Or any of the other ministers here tonight. But I want to give you an opportunity to come because you know what? I want you to leave here better than you came. Amen.
Amen.
Don't ever leave the church house in the same condition you came in.
Yes.
Because if you leave the same way you came in, you didn't get a message. Amen.
Amen.
And you know, some people say, well, preacher, I just don't like going to that church. That church is full of hypocrites. Well, what I always tell them is there's room for one more. Come on and talk to us. Amen. We got room for one more. But guys, you do what the Lord's leading on your heart tonight for you to do. And this altar's open if you want to come pray. Come pray for the survival.
Amen.
We got some great young men that are going to be bringing the word the next few nights. And it's just a privilege and honor to see these young men grow up in the Lord.
Yeah.
Because, you know, at some point in time in their life, they didn't know Jesus.
Amen.
But now they found him. And they're willing to serve. We were called to serve.
Yeah.
You don't have to be the smartest man in the world to serve.
Yeah.
You don't have to have a college degree to serve.
Yeah.
You just got to have the right heart.
Amen.
And that's what I believe. I believe in serving. It's not about me. One day I want to be able to look in the master's eyes and hear him say these words, well done, my good and faithful son. Can you say that you're going to hear that?
Yeah.
I hope and pray you will. Because guys, we're here to earn those heavenly rewards right here on this earth. There's things that I believe we might need to lay at the foot of the cross here today and just get right. So we're going to play some music for a few minutes. Dell's going to play something. If you feel the need, come and pray. Come and pray. Come and pray for this revival. This is so that you get saved. Because guys, we are living in perilous times. We are in the last days.
Yeah.
I believe that with all my heart. So Dell, will you come and play something for us? You come as the Lord leads you. Come up here and pray in this altar. If you can't get down and kneel down, have a seat along the front. Jesus said, if you deny me before men, I'll deny you before my Father which is in heaven. If you'll acknowledge me before man, I'll acknowledge you before my Father which is in heaven. Don't be ashamed to come. Pray as you feel led. This office. played in that. I don't know about you, but I felt the presence of the Lord here tonight. Holy Spirit of God. Guys, we got, hold on, I teach too, but I don't count well. We got four more nights, amen. We want to encourage you to come back again tomorrow night, and I believe Brother Philip is preaching tomorrow night, and Minister Darrell Evans preaching, oh, that's right, Wednesday's testimony, Thursday, Darrell is preaching, and then I apologize, but I'm going to have to fill in Friday, amen. Former students I had 29, 30 years ago. And yeah. Hey, I'm proud of that one over there now. He's got a good testimony. I wish he'd give it to us. But guys, it's just great to see these young men and women growing up in the Lord and being willing to serve. Just an awesome thing. We got some young people in our church I know God's going to do some great things with, just like he's doing with Peter and Daryl. David, man, hey, I need a good lawyer, man. Let me tell you, I step on some toes on Sunday, I might need a good lawyer, man. Let me get your car, amen. But anyhow, it's been great to be here tonight. Annika, great job singing tonight. Let's give her another hand. Anderson did a great job tonight.
Look at that, man.